Welcome back, pagans, to the Knights Podcast. This week, we're going to bring you a short selection of music, and we're going to bring you Shadar's music on Pagan Clergy. Here's a little something from Seed, All There Is.
Other as gifts from above. My sister and brother, all there is love. We are all one, that's all there is to say. Until the story's done and we reach the brighter day, we hold on to each other as gifts from above. My sister and brother, all there is love. Yes, all there is love.
Those pagan connections, needing to get your announcements out there on the air, contact us at thedruids003@yahoo.com. Join with the Knights of the Stone, raise pagan awareness.
Well, pagan awareness is something that we all need to be aware of. Anyway, I'm going to give you one more from Seed. It's called The Storm.
Through the leaves, an angry whistle caravan, and rain trickles down, sweet consolation. And clouds change directions, 55 tons of hardened edge, and pulse starts to quicken, heart palpitations. And the storm is upon us now. Across the sky, east to west, and in your eyes, your grip starts to tighten, and your palm begins to sweat. And rain tramples down as every living soul begins to soar. You scramble for your shelter, but you can feel you're getting wet. And the storm is upon us now. We'll make it through, but I don't know how. And the sky is an angry dawn, and yet I'm still at home. Upon us now, an angry flashing paradigm. You hold on for your life as you resist this feral call. But what is your life if you resist this life you live? Well, there in releasing your grip, you can give in to the all. And the storm is upon us now. We'll make it through, but I don't know how. And the sky is an angry dawn, and yet I'm still at all.
all, I hope you've been enjoying Seed. We've been trying to get his music for a while, and now we've got it, and we're going to give it to you. How about a little bit about it? Bring back the light.
Ritual wear. I know where you can find it. follow our links at our website at freewebs.com, Knights of the Stone. Click on our Night Shop page. There you will find everything you're looking for. Welcome back to Shadar's Muses. After some time off from the web, I've decided to go into a direction focusing strictly clergy requirements for the pagan community. I've done a lot of research on continuing education for clergy, both pagan and mainstream, and I have found a few things lacking in the majority of our pagan community clergy and elders. Now, I'm not putting the elders or the clergy down. I'm a member of clergy and I'm an elder in the community of the Mid-South. However, I need to bring more light and more attention, it seems, to what we as clergymen and clergy women need to focus on. We need to go beyond our teachings of theosophy, history, legends and lore, spell work, ritual etiquette. All these are very important to our traditional teachings. However, we also need to focus on counseling, crisis management, life planning, to put it shortly. We need a little bit more insight with group dynamics, social psychology, ideology, religious and social laws and customs that we have to adhere to. We need to teach these along with our proper ritual form and etiquette, because if we can't apply our teachings to our modern lives, then we're not doing anybody any favors, and we're just playing roles. And these roles are only used during sabbats and isbats in ritual. We need to go beyond that ritual circle, step outside of our sacred spaces, and take that paganism, those teachings, this way of life, and increase it into our daily practical application. One thing I want to look at really throughout these next series of shows is how to apply practical magic in our practical pagan lives. I'm pretty sure that most of you out there has heard the book Practical Magic, and it's a very good source to draw from. Now, personally, I'm not going to draw from that particular book. I'm going to draw from other examples, other applications. I'm going to be making references to several authorities of pagan clergy in the various fields of continual education and going beyond the traditional magical teachings and ritual expressions and etiquette, because these things all stem from our core beliefs, our core traditions, our core teachings. But this is the practical application side of it that we're going to have to focus on. There's not that many offers for continual education for pagan clergy. However, one I would like to bring up is the Cherry Hill Seminary. Now, this isn't simply a school for pagans. It's specifically designed to train people who want to take leadership role of some kind in their community. Cherry Hill is not a place for beginners to learn about paganism. It's for clergy, or at least experienced pagans, who want to take on the clergy roles of ministers and pastors and the high priestesses and priests of our communities. Some of their courses that they teach is religion and the law, building pagan communities, crafting public liturgy, introduction to interfaith, how to write grants and fundraising. These all are important steps beyond ritual etiquette. Now, they also teach several classes of history and in-depth looks of faith comparisons. Faith is a very strong word in the pagan community rather than religion. We prefer to use faith, belief, confidence. As pagans, we take our faith to a deeper level. It's less of a group faith organization in paganism than it is individual spirituality and expression.
At any rate, it seems I've lost my religion. mastery and the literacy of fanatics of every denomination we call the realm of God. Holiness is in right action and courage on behalf of those who cannot defend themselves. And those.
Here's a classic example of the difference between the ethics of religion and the ethics of spirituality. You could also look at the comparison between ethics and morals. Religion is group action of belief, while spirituality, or faith, is personal belief and personal action following the confidence of one's understanding and the expression of oneself. Much like ethics and morals, morals are the things that you do while in the public view. And yet ethics are who you are and what you do when there's nobody around to judge you. I put more stock in a person's faith than I do in a person's religion. Religions have a tendency to stray from the core of its intentions, while faith is usually unwavering. That is something that we don't teach as often as we should. Nor are there enough examples set by our clergymen and our community leaders. As elders, most of us will recognize this is a core of a lot of problems in our community, and it has faulted many of our teachings. We ourselves, as leaders and role models, have made mistakes and have walked away from our core beliefs, our faith, many times in the view of religion. Religion gives us cause to do things, but faith should be the intent behind our causes, and not our religion, which is our public view of application and group thought. That's part of the group dynamics that we need to look into. Part of the group dynamics that we stress many, many times over are the ethics of spell work, the ethics of ritual. But what about personal ethics in the workplace, in the home? While shopping, many of us have listened to the complaints of road rage, a growing problem in today's society of high traffic and high speeds. However, what are we teaching our communities about dealing with it? How are we making them better people? How are we making ourselves better people through teaching and setting examples? Yes, this goes back to our ethics, but our ethics tie into our beliefs, our faith. You see, this is the thing that we've got to point out to ourselves first and understand completely. I recommend doing what we call a mental catharsis, which is sitting down and meditating upon all your ethics, on your personal principles. And through this, you'll get to understand why you believe what you believe. You'll come across ideas and concepts that are not truly yours, but you've accepted them without question. But are they true? Are they truly part of you, or are you adopting to something outside of yourself? Once we look at these things within ourselves and start to understand our own psychological makeup, our own spiritual beliefs, then we can hand that over to our communities through our expression, our examples, our classes. One good point of view is to look at how we teach our pagan community ethics. It is far better to teach a student the essential importance of personal responsibility or the need to look ahead for possible consequences before they act than to lay the thou shalt nots, according to the Wiccan Rite, upon them. If we constantly point out all the things that you shall not do or should not do, much like adhering to the dogma of the Ten Commandments, we refuse to look at the things that we must do and the consequences thereof, and how to properly take responsibility and claim those actions for their own. Here we've boiled it down to the personal ethics of our clergy, of our teachers, our elders, community leaders, whatever title they hold or have been bestowed upon them. We have to boil it back down to the basics, because we've covered continual education, brash experience, personal ethics, morals, religion, faith. So it comes back down on us. What is it that we truly believe, and why is it that we're trying to teach it? What is our desire, our driving goal for becoming pagan leaders, community elders, counselors? And are we truly qualified to do so? What courses or classes or areas of study have you done, if you're clergy, that has continued your insight, given you more experiences, more information on the areas of counseling on a personal level beyond ritual work? How many courses online have you looked at and said, well, I don't need that because, well, I'm already an elder? That's not the answer. As elders, we should strive to continue our education on a daily basis, covering insights and information on crisis counseling, how to deal with grieving families, how to deal with births, weddings. These are all important factors, all sacred steps in our cycle of life. We teach this in our religious views of rites of passage, but yet, how many of us really do the in-depth studies to be more qualified or better qualified to help our community grow? Because if our community is not growing because we're not growing, then truly we are the sole result of our own downfalls. That's why our communities fall apart. It's why egos flare up. It's why we feel threatened when a member of our community with a better education or a better insight on a topic steps forward and gains appraisal, approval, and we fall in the shadows. We get mad, we take it out. That's improper action. But how often have you seen it done? How many times are you guilty of doing it? So it's not a question of ego. It's a question of understanding oneself and trying to accept the blame rather than try to lay it off. These are the important factors that we need to look at first before we go any further on continual education. So let's take a look at ourselves. Let's sit back. Let's think about the education that we've provided for ourselves and that we're sharing with our communities. Let's look at our experiences. Let's look at the lessons that have been taught to us by others. Where are we now? What are our strengths? What are the weaknesses? What areas do we need to really focus on to bring about growth within our spiritual community, our pagan community, our everyday life, and our lessons? I know most of us can't afford to go back to college, but there's a lot of online courses and classes. There's a few pagan clergy schools, much like Cherry Hill Seminary. Definitely want to check Cherry Hill Seminary out. Most of us have heard of Witch School, which is okay. They teach a lot about the Karelian tradition, but they do cover basic counseling and minister courses. We should also look at other colleges or community schools that offer continual education courses and credit on psychology and group dynamics, group counseling. These things are out there for us to benefit from and our communities to benefit through us. Remember that a licensed clergyman or clergywoman is exactly the same as a psychologist. They hold the same responsibilities.
And these responsibilities carry with them the consequences of our actions and advice to those who come seeking for it. This concludes this episode. Join us next time as we focus further into educating our pagan clergy.
وعزت علي يميني. فأعطيتها ما شاء يبغي رسولها، وقلت له بعد اليمين سليم. فإنما يبتغي عند المالك ضنيني. Thank you.